It seems a typical weekend in Zhezhkishgan. The concrete sign advertising the city's heavy industry could as well be a just married sign, as young couples customarily gather here to celebrate their wedding day. In the town, folks are busy with their everyday lives, paying little attention to the sky. Meanwhile, 350 kilometers above Zhezhkishgan, the International Space Station crew completes its final check of the Soyuz spacecraft to ensure the safe return of flight engineer Mikhail Churin, science officer Michael Alegria, and space tourist Charles Simonier. After their farewell, the Soyuz undocks and slowly departs the ISS. Zhezhkishgan cannot conceal its connection to space. Street signs and murals saluting the first Russian cosmonaut are reminders that the region has been the official Soyuz vehicle landing site since the 1960s. Citizens of the city take pride in the fact that their region is also a land of international cooperation.
I'm very glad because it is happening close to our city and we can talk freely to people from other countries.
We have to have a better understanding of each other. We have to broaden our horizons.
On the Soyuz, all systems function well during the deorbit burn and the separation of the command module containing the returning crew. In Zhezhkishgan, recovery mission leader Alexei Lukyanov receives the precise landing coordinates from the Russian command center. The Air and Space Rescue Operation team begins to deploy its specialized vehicles 150 kilometers from the city. 10 helicopters from the Karaganda Air Base, 300 kilometers from the landing site, join the land-based operation. Major Sergei Sergeyev says his team continuously checks the weather conditions and the area for safe landing.
In our team, everyone has his own task, but we can replace each other. We're now at the exact calculated landing site. We capture the short and ultra-short wave radio signal of the Soyuz capsule and go to the landing site. It may land on the right or left because of the wind.
As it happened, the landing was delayed and moved to the south because of wet ground conditions due to melting snow on the Kazakh steppes.
We stay in permanent contact with the flight command center in Moscow, the navigation center in Arkalik, and the control center in Zhezhkishgan.
After the pilot chute, the main parachute opens to slow down the descent of the Soyuz before landing retro rockets fire to soften the touchdown. The recovery team sets up a security perimeter, then opens the hatch. With U.S. astronauts on board, NASA officials observe the landing.
The capsule, which often does wound up landing on its side, what happens is it will land, bump a little bit, and then the parachutes, if there's any wind at all, might tend to drag it on its side.
Rob Navius sends his report on the condition of the crew members via satellite phone to NASA headquarters, while the support team helps the crew exit the vehicle.
The crew is in excellent shape. The medical doctors confirmed that while the crew was beginning to readapt to Earth's gravity in the first few minutes in their reclining chairs.
The astronauts relax a few minutes before boarding helicopters to fly to Karaganda, where Mayor Islam Togibayev welcomes the astronauts and presents them with the traditional Kazakh souvenirs and costumes. Churin and Alegria feel it is beneficial to work with people from other countries as they bring fresh ideas from their fields of expertise.
We have learned from one another. Our space program will benefit from this kind of cooperation. I don't want to compare my colleagues. They're different. But very good people, all of them have different qualities.
The United States has been involved in Soyuz landings for the past 4 years.
The Russian Federal Space Agency has been magnificent. This is a textbook operation. The international cooperation, it's almost like a symphony. It's a magnificent demonstration of what nations with the will, the fortitude, and the capability can do when they work together.
At the end of the day, the crew members fly back to the cosmonaut training complex in Star City, Russia, to reunite with family and friends. And the people of Zhezhkishgan look forward to the continuation of the space flights servicing the ISS. For producer Valer Gergely, Jim Bertel, VOA News.